It is February 23rd, 2023, 7:53 a.m.
Good morning.
Heading back downtown this morning to hang out downtown for a bit, work downtown and all that good stuff. Today is going to be just nice, relaxing, not as hectic for the past few days. I'm just going to hang out downtown, work downtown, do a couple of errands, but and finish off work. Next week's just going to be a little bit more crazy. I'll be doing more remote. It's kind of funny though, because for me to say remote working, I'm be remoting away from home, but I'm still working. It's like saying that, okay, I work 100% remotely, but the definition of home in or remotely is hasn't been really defined globally. Remote working at home can be anywhere. Home can be defined anywhere, right? But progressive companies, when they say work remotely, this means you can work anywhere. They don't care what job, what, how you do your job. You just can't get the job done. And some of them, the only limitations they have, some people have limitations of they have to be the same time zone as your base office. Like, for example, my sister's company she works for, they're 100% remote. They're based in Toronto. They required for all employees to work at the same time zone as their home office. So, for example, anybody can work anywhere in the world. If it's 9 o'clock in Toronto, they have to work 9 o'clock. Doesn't matter what time the local time is. In my opinion, that is great. That is awesome. That works perfectly. For me, it's kind of difficult because I'm a design engineer. I have to be somewhat close to my home base to go to meetings and all that good stuff. In the same time, I can work anywhere. For example, I can be 6 hours away, but if I have a meeting in my office, a collaboration meeting that has to be hands-on, then I have to be at the office, right? That's why I think I mentioned several logs ago that I don't mind buying equipment to make my life a lot easier from my own pocket, because for me, working remotely is not a right, it's a privilege, like spandex. So that's why I don't mind updating my equipment or getting equipment that makes my life a lot easier to work remotely and be productive and not ruin my privilege of working at home. That makes sense? Yeah, so that's why I make sure that all my all the stuff that I do, I make sure that I finish all my work. At the same time, that I can be reached at any time. In other words, if they call me, they can call me, and I can be reached out and pretty easily. So that works for me perfectly. I have no problems with that because it works, and I like that, right? It is 10:11 a.m. I'm actually downtown in the parking lot right now, waiting for, I just dropped off one of my family members for a checkup. And I'm just parked at the parking lot waiting for them to finish off. And I realized that there's a lot of people in this area parked in a paid parking and just hanging out, waiting for whoever they're waiting for to come in to, or finish off. It's kind of interesting that that no one's really bothering anybody, so that's pretty good. So yeah, but there's a lot of construction people as well too, so people don't normally park around in this area if you're not working, because people get scared, right? So kind of normal, right?
And I do want to address something here that it shocked me this morning. I forgot to mention this earlier. I was watching the new Grand Tour mini show in Prime, and I did not know that you need to pay extra for an additional ad-free. So if you're a Prime member, you still have to pay additional $3 to be ad-free. I did not get the memo for this. I'm kind of disappointed that I have to pay extra for ad-free. So, kind of disappointed. I also want to add as well to this Amazon thing. I was just looking over through my emails to see if there's any information that they're changing their price plan, especially if you're a Prime user, that you have to add another $4 to get ad-free. I don't see anything in my emails. I'm not sure when this arrived. I'm in Canada. I'm not even sure when that arrived at all. And to be honest with you, I'm a little upset that it wasn't told everyone in a mainstream, only certain blogosphere that was told that there is an additional fee to get ad-free. And that's very disconcerting. That's very upsetting, because if I knew in advance, then yeah, I had no problems. But this one, no one really told anybody. It just showed up in my video. It says ads. Ads for one of one. It's like when you're watching YouTube, that's that if you don't have YouTube Plus or Prime or whatever they call it to get to remove the advertising, same thing's happening to Amazon. Amazon is one of the richest company in the world, and they're bugging us for $3 to be ad-free. This makes people want to download more. I'm just saying that it would be nice to have a heads up on this one. I didn't get anything. If I knew about it, then yeah. But it was just shocking when I saw that in my video, so that's kind of disappointing. I do want to know, because I do have BritBox and Paramount and through my Amazon. I want to know if they're dinging them as well too with ads. I'll find that out tonight. But yeah, no, the Amazon ad thing is just very annoying. I have this feeling I'll be talking about this ad thing for the next few more days.